The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Beloved Ibaba Rakata, it's another brand new life in a brand new day. This is Ibaba Rakata Kabayakata. This is resurrection power for today. Resurrection power for today coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God. House of Destiny located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. Yes, once again, I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide, our technicians. Beloved, let's begin right now. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to declare the blood. Begin to thank the Lord. Lipapa rokoto kapai takabo. Iproto karabasi keteke bali. Hallelujah. Lepreke teke barokoto kapai teke bastuku bushakaya. Lepepepepe leke teke baro. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood that has made us who we are and what we are today.
We thank you for the blood.
We thank you for the blood. Blessed. The Lord is giving people a new beginning. Yes, a new beginning. Thank you, Lord, for a new beginning.
Bless your holy name this morning. We celebrate your Lord, you our Father. We celebrate you, Spirit of the living God. Thank you that you are in our midst. You are in charge. You've taken over. You are leading. You will download the prayer point. You are downloading the prayer point this morning, leading in the word of exhortation. To Father, exhort your people, Lord God, as to what they need to hear. Yes, do it unto your own word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the prayer points, drop the right and appropriate prayer points for us. To be able to pray this morning. Father, we thank you for your care for us through the night. Thank you, Father, for sending your angels to watch over us. We give you glory and we give you all the praise. We celebrate you, Jehovah. We say, when you have done, God.
Shata kabaya kaba, ibara kata kabara kata, ibrekete bara kata kaba, ibrekete bara kata. Ikaro basta ilababa, makata kabaya, ikaro kata 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 kabaya, ik Blessed. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you. We uplift
you. We give you all the praise, Lord and our God. We thank you. You are good. Your mercy endure forever. There is none like you, God. This morning, Lord, we acknowledge you and we declare your glory to the nations. We celebrate you. We thank you for all that you have been doing for us. All that you have done and are doing and are will
thank
continue
you, Father.
To do. Blessed be your name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of us once again. I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today. Coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Bojawe wife, our technician. Today is the 164th day of the year 2023. 164th day of the year 2023. I welcome you to Resurrection Power for today. Our theme this morning again is commanding fruitfulness, productivity, results, greater works by staying under authority. By staying under authority. So just commanding fruitfulness, etc. By staying under authority. By staying under authority. I received this message around 4:14 a.m. when in my prayer time, then I just, because I wanted to pray long, sometimes I just go on Facebook to see what is going on there. And I just saw that Papa Adeboye was just preaching about having dominion by staying under authority, exercising dominion. Yes, the reason why demons will listen to you is because of the authority under which you are. If you are under authority, demons will listen to you better because they obey authority. But if you are rude, you are disobedient, and you are not under any authority, demons will never listen to you. Like we saw in Acts chapter 19. Yes, when the sons of Sceva went to try to cast out demons from a demonic person. They say, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know about. But what about you? Yes. Jesus, we know. Paul, we know about. Yes. We know that Paul was using Jesus. Paul was under Jesus. Yes. Yes. He was under Jesus' authority. So, under whose authority are you? You are not connected to Paul and all that. So, quickly, as I listen, then, the Holy Spirit just connected this morning. Command fruitfulness, productivity, etc. By staying under authority. By staying under authority. My God, what a word. In fact, when you look at, there are three places in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 23. And then you go to Mark 11:28, and then Luke 21:2. So first of all, let's look at Matthew 21:23. I read from the New King James. Now when he came into the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people confronted him as he was teaching, and said, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? My God, by what authority do you do these things? And who gave you this authority? Let's look at Mark chapter 11. Mark 11:28. And they said to him, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority to do these things? So who gave you authority to be fruitful? Who gave you authority to be productive? Who gave you authority to command fruitfulness? That's what we are looking at in Luke chapter 20, verse number 1 and 2. Luke 20, verse number 1 and 2. Now, it happened on one of those days as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priest and the scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority? Anytime you see a scripture in three places, the same quote, it is a foundation. It is a foundation. Jesus' ministry was characterized by authority. In fact, Papa Adeboye, as he was preaching, he was talking about why many Christians are weak spiritually and why it appears that the devil and the powers of darkness are rising even above the church. And do you know his answer? Many modern day Christians are too much independent. They are too free. We are not under any authority. Under whose authority have you submitted? We have, God just gave me 7 authorities. We have the authority of the word of God. In fact, first the authority of Jesus Christ, the authority of the Holy Spirit, the authority of the word, the authority of the church. These are vertical authorities. These are authorities that are supernatural. They are connected. They are vertical. They are directly connected to God. And then we have horizontal authorities. We have the authority of a husband, authority of a wife. Authority of a husband, authority of a wife. They are vertical. These are relational. Vertical. Relational. So if you are married, husband, wife, your husband is your authority. Yes. Husband, your wife is also your authority. Both of you, you are authority. Parents, I mean children, your parents are your authority. Which word has God given you? Now, what word are you standing on? Your Christian life, what is your conviction? What is your faith based on? Which word is your faith based on? What is your relationship with Christ? Are you connected to the vine? Are you a branch of the vine? Or you are just looking for miracles? Or you are just a God user? You know, some people are God users. I'm telling you. You go to these prayer meetings and all the, look, people are just looking for miracles to live themselves. This morning, God will just give me revelation about why we take communion. Why we take communion. I said, wow. Communion is an authority. I didn't mention it because the authority of the word, everything connected to the word, the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, the blood is inside there. Communion is inside there. The word is inside there. The Bible says they all agree. They all what? Agree. Do you know the meaning of communion? Communion simply means that my Lord Jesus Christ, this is the suffering. We are telling Christ that because of the pain that you suffered for me, because of the suffering that you bore for me, because of the sacrifice of your life for me, to become a child of God, I will live for you alone. I will also sacrifice my all for you. I will live for you alone. I will not live for myself. I will not live for the world. I will not live for anyone, but I will live for you alone. That's the meaning of communion. So in communion, we are actually renewing our part of the covenant, because Jesus shed his blood that when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see, I have given you the blood. Yes, I have commanded, I have given you the blood to use. You overcome by the blood. When I see the blood, anything which the blood, whenever the blood steps into something, it changes the ball game. So the blood, yeah, it is there. It is constant. The blood is there. We don't add any power to the blood. Oh. We don't add anything like the Holy Spirit. You don't add anything to it. The only thing is your faith must be connected to it. That's all. Your faith, it must be by faith, by conviction, by revelation. Finish. What it is, it is. So when we are taking communion, it is on our part. We are renewing our covenant. That I believe in this communion. I welcome the sacrifice. I submit to the sacrifice. I submit to the cross. I submit to the pain that you went through for me. I submit to it. I welcome it. And so I will live. I will live for you. I will live for you alone. That was why Paul said, if you are not ready to live for him, don't take communion. It is dangerous. It is what? Dangerous. If you are just a God user, that God, just give me a husband, or that's all I need from you. Heal me, finish. And I want to live the way I want. Paul said, don't venture to take communion. I just brought this in to illustrate something. You know, Adam failed to live by the command not to eat the fruit. Adam failed. Adam failed to bring himself under the authority of the word. From day one, Adam failed. He failed. Adam failed. Adam willingly disobeyed the command to live under the authority of the word. And that's what we are up to today. Yes. Commanding fruitfulness, commanding productivity, commanding result, commanding increase, commanding whatever by staying under authority. By staying under authority. By connecting to the word, by connecting to the Holy Spirit, by connecting to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is divine, according to John chapter 15. By connecting to the church, by connecting to a spiritual authority, who is your spiritual authority? I am not saying that you should make any human being your God. No. But God has established spiritual authorities to be obeyed and to be submitted to. No, it is not blind obedience. I hate blind obedience. So that even when I'm making mistake, you are not supposed to talk. Obey without complaint. No. You are free to talk to an extent and then leave it there. Like somebody came to me and told me about the revelation the person has been having about the church. And the person began, these days I don't come to tell you revelation, because last year or 2 years ago, I saw the same thing. I came to tell you and you haven't done anything about it. And so even this one, I felt very reluctant. But I am having a push to come and tell. I say, hey, stop there. Hey, let me correct you. If you are really of God, if you are really a messenger, you are just a messenger. Read through the Bible. In fact, one time God told Jeremiah, or was it Jeremiah or Ezekiel, he said, look, these people, they will not listen to you. But go to them and tell them. They won't listen. But go to them and tell them. Even Moses, thank you, Holy Spirit. I should have been recording this, oh my God. Okay, thank you. You see, you know, even Moses. How many times did Moses go to Pharaoh? And what did Moses, what does God tell Moses when he's going to Pharaoh? What does he tell him? Say, I will harden his heart. Go to him, but I will harden his heart. So I said to this person, look, you are just a messenger. You are just to go and deliver. It is not in your power to find out how the message is being handled. If you want to bother yourself about it, then you are a different person. I don't want to use that word. Then you are a different person. You are not a true messenger. So if you are seeing the thing 10 times, yours is go and deliver. Go and do what? Deliver. You are just what? A messenger. It is not your duty to find out what my message, how my message is being handled. How my message is, they are not doing anything. The pastor is not doing anything about it. I said, look, thank God that you have seen to come and tell me. If everybody in the church should come and tell me, I saw this, then the pastor act. I saw this. The pastor will act. I see this. The pastor will act. I see this. The 400 people, 500 people, everybody is seeing, coming to tell the pastor, okay, is that so? So God said we should pray like this one. So God said we should do this one. So how will it be? I must also listen. I must also hear. I must also have confirmation. Confirmation from God, please. To all of us online, when people bring prophecy, when people come and tell you, I saw this, the Lord says this, please, let God also speak to you. Be convicted. Don't just act. People through these prophecies have entered into wrong marriages. Wrong marriages, wrong relationships. They've taken wrong steps. Look, even when you have a dream, pray. Pray. In fact, yesterday, something happened. One of the very, committed brethren was going through some challenges at the workplace. Let me just say this. He's online. Going through some challenges. And so he had come to speak to me because of what I said, that wherever you are a gateway. As a child of God, you are supposed to stop the wicked and the evil that is happening there. So he has been reporting to me what has been going on. It's a very big institution that he is working in. The Lord just opened that door for him. People don't even know that the person, works there. Myself, I was surprised. And then, so he comes to, report to me what is going on. Then I will talk to him. I will encourage him this and this and that. Then, yesterday, he sent me an audio. And then I listened to the audio. Oh, he is down in spirit. He is down of what is going on. He is so down. He doesn't understand. When he has been paying first fruit, he's faithful in tithing, He's telling all that he has been doing for God. And the last time he came, I told him that, look, all those things, they are speaking for you. They are fighting for you. Look, they are speaking. They are speaking for you. They are an altar. They are all declaring things. They are so, but in fact, God will have to do something, this and this and this and this and that. For the first time, I don't know why, I listened to these things alone, not with anybody, not with even the lady pastor. No. There are not everything she knows, so I don't discuss these things with her. No. Personal things are personal. Because even though she's a pastor, she's also a church member. She's also under me. It's not everything that I need to share. No. Some things are very personal. The only person I need to talk to about those things is God, not if any other person. Even if I need to seek some counsel, I will not use it directly. I will call a senior minister. If you are going through this, so, so and so, what is it? What do you say? And this and this and that. But for the first time, I don't know, we're in the room. I just put this thing on loud. And then as I was listening, when I got to the middle, I was just going to cut him and reply him. Quick, a messenger came. I was just going to stop and reply him. But then I just felt that, wait, let me listen to the end. Just at the time I wanted to cut him, what I wanted to say to him, the message I wanted to send to him, because the lady pastor was also listening, she just spoke the same words. I said, what? This was exactly what I was going to cut in and tell him. But I just felt that I should hear through to the end. She just cut it and spoke the same words. In fact, word for word. After I finished, then I spoke the same words to him. Come and see. The reply. Oh, he started jubilating and celebrating God and thanking God and praising God. Look, we just opened. He said, look, you have opened my eyes. Say, look, that place you are working is an opportunity. Do you know the type of people who work there? Is you need ministerial connection to work there. I am telling you, a minister must send a note. You, how did you get there? Which minister sent you there? In fact, it was a minister. Yes, it was a minister that connected the person. But how did that connection come? So I said, look, you don't even qualify by any means to be there. It is by grace and favor. How many years have you worked there? So please, 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 yes. Don't let this thing be a burden on you. Keep on praying like I told you. Let's keep on praying, oh. Let's keep on praying at the background and leave things in the hands of God. Yes, that's why you are there. Present everything that is going on to God in prayer. Not worry. In prayer. Beloved, you see the confirmation? You see the confirmation? What I was going to say, confirmation came. So, it is not that, look, God, forgive me. I look at people's certain situation and I laugh. I look some marriages, I am laughing just because there was a prophecy. There was a prophecy. I laugh. You can see that between these two people, there was not supposed to be any connection. But because there was prophecy. Get confirmation. Stay under the authority of the word. Please, let's develop individually our connection to Christ properly, to the Word, to the Holy Spirit, and to the church. To the church, to spiritual authority. That spiritual authority is not your God. No. It's not your God. But God has established spiritual authority. Your husband, wife, your husband is your spiritual authority. He's your spiritual authority. Husband, your wife is also your spiritual authority. Parents, have you children? Your parents are your spiritual authority. Listen to them. Submit. Sometimes, yes, look, your spiritual authority, they can make mistakes. Pray to God. Point it to them, like I was saying yesterday. We are different too, but for me, because I also want to be under authority, so you can correct me. You can correct me. Somebody was trying to bring an issue that I mentioned about certain regions and all that. And I thank my sister for pointing that to me. And I'm very happy. You see, what stirred me in that is that because I know who told her, when people who are close to you are not bold to come and point out things to you, but they rather tell a close friend who they think can tell you, that is disloyalty. That is what disloyalty. That is what disloyalty. Supposing that I have observed something I cannot tell you, but I've told somebody, and then the person is coming to advise you, I have been disloyal to you. Our friendship, I've been disloyal. I'm telling you, I've been disloyal to you. Why are we close then? If you cannot come directly, if I see this in you and I cannot tell you, but I go to somebody who I think that's so and so, and then I converse with the person, this and this person, he must watch this, so, and then that person is bold to come and tell you. The other person that we are in friendship, that is disloyalty. In fact, the person told me, the person saw from my reply that the person really discerned that, I think you are, you, this is not, I mean, you are not fine with this at all. But I didn't say, yes, I'm not fine or whatever. But today I'm explaining myself. Yes. Because if somebody who claimed to be close to you cannot express, but will have to go and tell somebody, a husband will go and tell the friend something so that the friend will use psychology to talk to the wife. A wife will go and tell the husband's friend about something so that the husband's friend will use psychology to talk to the husband. Don't you know that you are giving yourself to your husband's friend? You don't know. Your husband's friend is getting to know the weakness in the marriage. And your husband's friend is going to begin to play. By the time you realize, your heart is going into your husband's friend. Your heart is going into your husband's friend. Look, when it comes to this thing, the best person is your spiritual authority. I'm telling you. Because that one, yes, your pastor. Because that one, your pastor. Because that one, all of you are under. Not any other person. Otherwise, let's talk to each other directly. 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 Let's talk to each other directly. The way we feel. Not in anger. Politely. Please, this thing, I saw this, so and so, this and that. The Lord told Adam, be fruitful. But then these three don't eat. Adam failed. Look at the sun. When God commanded the sun, shine. Has the sun stopped shining? Still shining. Moon and stars appear by night. Have they stopped? they are still. Earth produce vegetation. Have they stopped? They are still. But why man? Because man was created in the image of God. Man was created with heart, with a will to willingly choose or willingly, accept or reject. And Adam willingly decided to reject. But then Jesus has come. Jesus has come to repair. Jesus has come to rectify. I say Jesus has come to repair. Jesus has come to rectify. In Christ, we are brand new. In Christ, you are a brand new creation. You are a new creation in Christ. In Christ, you are brand new. You are brand new in Christ. You are brand new in Christ. You are, say, I am brand new. Say, I am brand new. Say, in Christ, I am brand new. Say, in Christ, I am a brand new person. I am a brand new person. I have no record of the past. Satan has no record of my past in his archives. I am a brand new person. Whatever the devil has against me has been cancelled. According to Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. Colossians 2:14. Every written code that stood against me. Was canceled.
Was removed.
And nailed to the cross. So Satan, you have no case against me. You have no case against me. Let's continue to declare. You have no case against me. Go to the cross.
I declare
Satan
and your agents.
Yes.
I am from this ancestral root.
But now,
in Christ,
my ancestry has changed. My spiritual ancestry has changed.
And now,
through communion,
the blood that I carry
is the blood of Jesus. Is the blood of Jesus.
blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. Ile papa lokutu kabarakata kabaya le papa lokutu kabalekete kibara iprekete kibarakata kabaya ipepekete kibarakata kabaya iprekete kibarakata kaba italabasha le pepekete kibarukutu kabaya kata ile prakata kabalokutu kabala le prakata kabalekete kibale le prapa balekete kibalekete ile prapa balekete kibakuta kabaya ile prakata kabalokutu kabala le prakata kabalokutu kabala Ile prokoto kabala kata kabala kata kabaya. Ile prakata kabala kuto kabaya. Ile papala kuto kabaya kata kabaya. Ile papala kata kabala. Ile prakata kabala kuto kabala kata. Ni papa lo kutu kabala kata kabaya ni papa lo kutu kabala kata kabaya ni prekete kabala kata kabaya kata ni prakata kabala kata kabaya ni papa le kete kabala kete ni prekutu kabala kete kabale ni papa lo kutu kabala kete ni papa lo kutu kabala kete kabale ni papa lo kutu kabala kete kabala ni prekete kabala kutu kabala ni papa lo kutu kabala kata ni papa lo kutu kabala kete kabala ni prekete kabala kutu kabaya kata kabaya Il est papa le couteau cabalekete, il est papa le couteau cabalekete, il est papa le kete kebalo koto, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebale, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo koto. Il est papa le couteau cabalekete, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo koto kabale, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo koto kabalekete kebalo, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo, il est papa le couteau cabalekete kebalo, il est papa le couteau kebalo koto kabalekete, il est papa le couteau koto kabalekete, il est papa le couteau kabalekete kebalo koto kabalekete, il est papa le couteau kabalekete, il est papa le couteau kabalekete kebalo Kutu kabale kete kebalo, ile papa le kutu, ile papa le kete kebalo, kutu kabale kete kebalo, ile papa le kutu kabale kete, ile papa le kete kebalo, kutu kabale kete, ile prepe kete kebalo, kutu kabale kete, prakata kabalo, kutu kabale kete kebalo, kutu kabale, ile prabakata kabale, ile papa le kutu kabale, ile papa le kutu kabale, ile papa le kutu kabale kete. Les papa le couteau cabale que tu cabales, les papa le couteau cabale que tu cabales, les papa le couteau cabale que tu les papa le couteau cabale que tu les papa le couteau cabale que tu cabales, les couteau cabale que tu cabales, les prakata cabale couteau cabale que tu cabales, les prekete cabale couteau cabale que tu les papa le couteau cabale que tu masi que tu cabales. Yes, Lord. Rakata kabaya kata kabaya. Yes, Lord. Rakata kabaya kata. The papa de kete kebalo kutu kabaya. It's the blood of Jesus. 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 You have nothing against me.
You have nothing against me. You have nothing against me. Yes, Lord.
You have no case against me.
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 You have no ancestral case against me.
You have no generational case against me.
You have no atmospheric case against me.
Yes, Lord. You have no atmospheric case against me. You have no case against me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any authority
I have given
to the devil
by my words
and my actions
to enter into my life
and frustrate
and fight
and delay
my fruitfulness
my productivity
my resolve
any authority
I have given to the devil
knowingly or unknowingly
through anger
through my words
through my language
my lifestyle
today
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I withdraw.
I take it back from the devil.
I take it back. Any authority I am giving to the enemy, knowingly or unknowingly, to frustrate, to fight, to frustrate, to hinder,
to
oppose,
my fruitfulness, my productivity,
my resolve,
and anywhere
that God has spoken to me,
I cancel it.
I cancel it.
I confess it.
I withdraw it.
I withdraw that authority that I've given to the devil. I take it back.
From the archives of the devil.
Anything in the archives of the devil.
That is being used
against me,
which I have given to him
willingly.
I take it back.
I have willingly given to the devil to afflict me, to oppose me, to fight me. I take it back. I take it back.
I have given to the enemy. I take it back. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I submit myself. To the authority of the word. To the authority of Jesus Christ. To the authority of the Holy Spirit. To the authority of the church.
I declare. I am under authority.
The word of God is covering me.
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 My authority is covering me.
My authority is covering me.
I am under authority.
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 I am a child of God.
I am a child of
authority. I am a child of God.
I am a child of
authority.
I am a child of God. I am a child of
authority.
I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of
God.
Under authority,
I'm a child of God.
Under
the authority of the word, under the authority
of the
Holy Spirit,
under
the authority
of Jesus Christ,
under the authority
of the church,
I am under authority.
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 I am under
under authority.
I am 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 under authority.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you know what authority does to you? Authority covers you. Authority gives you a covering. Why should we daily submit under the authority of the word? When Jesus was being tempted in Matthew chapter 4, what did he use to overcome the temptation? It is written. It is written, the word. The word. So the authority, the devil fears the word. He can't come closer to the word. So authority of the word gives you a covering. Authority of the word gives you a covering. Authority of Jesus Christ gives you a covering. Authority of the Holy Spirit gives you a covering. Authority of the church gives you a covering. Because the church is the body of Christ. Authority qualifies you. Authority qualifies you. Authority gives you advantage. Authority gives you advantage. Authority gives you confidence. Authority gives you what? Confidence. Authority gives you confidence. Authority qualifies you. Authority qualifies you. Authority gives you advantage. Authority gives you confidence. Authority gives you a covering. A covering. A covering. A cover. You see, that is why you should pray for your pastors. Because their authority covers you. The battles that they have overcome. Look, there are some people who should have died. In fact, doctors have given them dates to die. I'm telling you, doctors have given them dates to die. But that person has lived for 13 years now. 13 years, the person is still alive. Amen. Walking about, driving about. Do you know? Because the person is under a spiritual authority, under a covering that has overcome death, under a covering that has been given power to command death, to talk to death, to say, death, you have no hold. That is why you have to pray for your pastors. I'm telling you. And you are to support your pastor to overcome battles. Don't let your spiritual authority have need. So please, pray for them. Because nothing should distract them. I'm telling you. Everybody online, pray for your pastor and ensure that nothing is distracting them. That they are focused. They are focused on the battles and overcoming. Because they give you a covering. They give you what? A covering. When they offend you, pray for them. Go to them and tell them the offense. One time I went to our big men, the very top four, one of them. I went to them. I said, boss, papa, I've come. I didn't like the way you talked to me at this meeting. You didn't get the proper information. You were just talking by your whatever. I don't understand. And even people around there were just questioning after you were left. You were gone. Whether there is something between. I said, I don't know. I'm not even closer to you. Do you know? He started apologizing. Say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Something, I don't know what came on me. In fact, after I left, the Holy Spirit convicted me. And I was going to call you. That is, pray and go. Don't just take offense and leave. Or take offense and take some decision. No. Pray and go. And when you go, and then the person starts shouting at you, whatever, please, reaction, leave the person. I'm telling you, you have done your bit. Leave the person. Leave the person, oh, leave the person. And continue to pray to God. Say, Lord, I am under authority.
I declare myself
a child of God under authority. From today, I declare myself a child of God under authority. In Jesus' name. Do you know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? Even this prayer we are praying, demons are shaking. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Demons are shaking. For you declaring that you are under authority, they are shaking. I'm telling you. They are shaking. I am just seeing right now how demons are shaking. I'm telling you. I am seeing some vibration. I don't know. You see, like a balloon. The way balloon shakes like this, air blows it like this. That is what is happening in some camps right now. There is a shake up. There is a shake up. Say, I am under authority. Say, I am under authority. I am under authority of the word of God. I am under the authority of the Holy Spirit. I am under the authority of Jesus Christ. I am under the authority of the church. I am a child of God under authority.
I am a child of God under authority.
I am a child of God under authority.
Yes, I am a child of God under authority.
I am a child of God under authority. I'm a child of God under authority. I pay tithes.
I do other things. I give offering.
I am serving in the church. I am obedient to my spiritual authority. I am connected. I support. I therefore declare I'm a child of God under authority. I'm a child of God. I am a child of God under authority. I have submitted myself to listen to the word and to pray the word and to obey the word. I am a child of God under authority. Satan, you cannot touch me. You cannot touch anything of mine. You cannot interfere. With my fruitfulness, with my productivity, with my result, with my greater works, with the word of God unto me for this month. You cannot interfere. You cannot interfere with my blessings. You cannot interfere with my fruitfulness. In the fruitfulness of every assembly of God, I am under authority. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say now.
Now,
as a child of God,
as a child of God,
under authority
of
the word of God,
word
of the
God,
Holy Spirit,
of the Holy
of
Spirit,
Jesus Christ,
of Jesus
of the church,
Christ, of the church,
I declare,
I have been commanded,
to be fruitful,
I have been commanded,
to be productive,
I am producing results, and I am doing greater works.
I am producing results. Wherever I find myself, They are producing results.
Satan
and your agents,
witches and wizards,
the occult, whatever they call themselves, stay away.
I command you
from this command
in the name of Jesus.
Stay away from the command that has been given to me. And by my will, I accept the command and I re-echo the command. I also command the command to work for me because I have a will. The sun and the moon and the stars and the earth don't have a will.
So they have never changed, but I have a will to choose.
I declare, therefore, any area of my life that is not fruitful, begin to be fruitful.
Amen.
Say, you Satan.
You Satan.
You devil.
You devil.
And your agents.
And your agents.
Have you been able to stop the sun from shining?
Have you been able to stop the sun from shining?
By day.
By day.
Have you been able to stop the moon
and the stars by night? Have you been able to stop the moon and the stars by night?
Have you been able to stop day and night from happening?
Have you been able to stop day and night from happening?
Have you been able to stop the earth from producing vegetation?
Have you been able to stop the earth from producing vegetation?
Then how can you stop me?
And how can you stop me?
How can you stop me?
How can you stop me?
I have also been commanded to be fruitful, to be productive, to be fruitful, to be productive in every aspect of my life, like the sun, like the earth. Like the sun.
Like the sun.
Like the earth.
Like the earth.
All the elements of creation.
All the elements of
creation. I have also been commanded, and by my will, I accept the command and I declare. Just as you have not been able to stop the sun, the moon and the stars, and all the elements of creation from functioning, I declare to you, you devil and your agents, witches and wizards, and the occult, whatever you call yourself, principalities and powers, you cannot stop me.
You cannot stop
from
me
today.
From
today,
you cannot stop my fruitfulness. You cannot stop my productivity.
You cannot stop.
You cannot stop my results.
You
cannot stop my greater wealth. You cannot. You cannot.
You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Anything. You cannot. Anything.
In me that you are using, to fight me, anything, any weapon, I've given to you,
by
my
words,
by my actions,
by
my thoughts,
by my mindset,
I withdraw it,
I withdraw it,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
I withdraw it,
and I declare today,
that
I am under authority,
I'm
a child of God,
under
authority,
you cannot
fight,
the
command.
The command
that God has given,
that God has given to me.
I declare
this day,
Monday,
the 12th day
of June,
2023,
you are fruitful.
You are fruitful.
My day is fruitful.
My hour is fruitful.
My Monday is fruitful.
This week is fruitful.
This day is producing results.
In my life.
This day.
Producing greater works
in my life. Let's thank the Lord right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you. For how far you have brought us.
Yes, Lord.
For the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the prayer points.
We are walking in our fruitfulness.
We are being fruitful.
We are walking in our productivity.
Yes, Lord.
We are walking in our results.
We are walking in our productivity. We are
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
in
our greater
works
and results.
Amen. You have created an atmosphere of fruitfulness, productivity, results, and greater works. Let your mind align.
Amen.
Let your confessions align.
Amen.
Let your actions align.
Amen.
Avoid anything that is not part of what you have declared.
Amen.
Think well. Act well. By the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Align. Let every part of you align. Speak well. If you don't have anything to say, just keep quiet. Think well. Think in line with the word. And declare the word in your mouth. And believe. And listen to the Holy Spirit. You are next to testify.
Amen.
I say you are next to testify.
Amen.
This week, God is about to give you a testimony.
Amen.
That will cause you to become a by force witness for Christ.
Amen.
A testimony that will give you sleepless
nights.
God is about
yes,
to
Lord.
Do something that
yes,
you never
Lord.
Thought would be possible.
Yes, Lord.
I am telling you, it will shock you.
It
will take you days before you can even open your mouth to
we
testify about it.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive it
Thank
now.
You, Lord. We receive it.
And
we
come back with a testimony.
It. Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Enjoy a blessed, a fruitful, a productive, a result producing, and greater works week and day from today. I bless you in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son,
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And when the roll is called among those who are giving testimonies,
your name and my name shall never be missed.
And I see something good happening to somebody.
It is happening to you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.